Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 2023. The topic is training, and the title is How to Maximize Progress, Do More, or Recover More. One of my clients is a personal trainer. He's seeing progress, but he wants to achieve progress faster. Of course, who doesn't love it? So what he wants to do is to add more to his training. He trains with weights 5 days a week, roughly about 90 minutes per workout. Pretty easy for him. He has a midday open, so that's a good kind of time schedule for him. He loves to train, so getting him to train to only 90 minutes was a challenge. He does a great job there. Now, his goal is to gain muscle mass. He wants to improve his aesthetics. He hasn't mentioned about competing. Maybe he will in the future or not, but he wants to look good, feel good. He wants to get stronger, but he doesn't care how strong he is. He just wants to be familiar with it and be able to move decent amount of weights so it looks good, you know, in his training for social media promotion and whatnot. And then he wants to feel athletic. He always wants to be able to, you know, do a pull-up, doing some burpee movements, do some jumps, and so we blend that into his programming as well. Now, he asked recently if he could add a sixth day of weight training. Currently, he trains Monday through Friday, and the weekends are off for a mental and physical break and to catch up on work if he's behind it all during the week. Typically, he goes for walks with his dog, plays Frisbee. He's usually pretty active on Saturdays and Sundays. So his current routine right now is legs for bodybuilding work on Monday. Then he has push muscles on Tuesday, which is mostly his chest, mid-delts, and triceps. And then we have pull muscles on Wednesday, which is back and biceps, but we hit the mid-delts again. Delts is short for deltoids. Deltoids is a fancy word for shoulders, so the middle shoulder muscle. And we really want to attack that one twice back-to-back because it's a good way to add kind of an intensity of frequency and volume that will promote some growth. And the middle shoulder muscles are related to shoulder width. Like when you look at somebody, how wide they look, that comes from the middle shoulder muscle. Our shoulder muscle actually has three sections to it, like a front, a middle, and a rear. So you want to train that middle part of the shoulder if you want to get more shoulder width. Then on Thursday, we do legs, but it's athletic legs. So it does involve some upper body stuff. We might be doing sled movements that involve some upper body things, some jumps, some burpee movements, slam ball stuff. So that's like an athletic leg day. It's a secondary growth day because we are going to get some muscle damage, but we do a lot of athletic-based movements. And then Friday is upper body. We do kind of push-pull all together, and we focus on some type of chest or shoulder press, and then some type of row or pull-up or pull-down as the main movements. And then whichever of those we didn't do in the main movement, we do is the accessories. So it's a bodybuilding day, but it also does have some athletic complexities to it as well. So that is his training. He's loving it. Absolutely, super happy. But his question was, can I split the Friday upper body workout into two workouts using Saturday to help get more training volume in per week? My answer was, not yet. Now, why? Why is it not an absolute yes or an absolute no? Or like, why not yet? I wanted to give you the inside look into what I'm looking at whenever I have a client ask me if they can do more to get more, meaning they want to get more results. Do we need to actually increase their training? Do we need to do more? Or is there something else that we can look at? And is that something else actually very freaking important? Because otherwise, if we're not looking at that, doing more isn't going to get us more. So hint, hint, that's what it is. So his nutrition targets are 2,600 calories to 3,000 calories every day. That's actually probably low for him, but it's a struggle to get him to eat that much. His protein is 180 to 220 grams, somewhere in there. His body weight is in the 190s, low 190s, to give you a reference point. And then sugars, we want to keep that under 60 grams per day. He does pretty good there. And then timing, we divide our day into the time blocks that I normally talk about. We divide the waking part of the day, which is typically 16 to 18 hours. We divide that into three sections. In each of the three sections, which is roughly about 6 hours, we want to have a third of our calories and a third of our protein. Now, as somebody gets good at that, we do start to shift more calories and protein in the 6 hour time block that contains our weight training session, because that just fuels the workouts better for better performance, and we get more protein and nutrients coming in after the workout where our body's most damaged and really looking to utilize that material for adaptive benefit, not having it be wasted because you're consuming it at a time when the body doesn't really need it that much. So that's our current goal. He's doing well with timing, great with sugars, but currently he's struggling to be consistent with that 2,600 calorie minimum, and he's overshooting his protein. So the last 7 days, I'm going to read through some of the numbers, and then I'll give you more clear context, so I don't imagine you to remember these numbers. But the last 7 days is 2,343 calories with 244 grams of protein. So again, reminder, the minimum we're looking for is 2,600. So he only had 2,343. Ugh. And our protein is supposed to be 180 to 220, but he had 244. That's a lot of protein. The next day was 2,455 calories. Again, that's under. 235 grams protein. Again, that's over. You'll see that's the trend here. The next is 2,455 because he ate the same food the next day. And then 235 grams of protein. Same thing again the next day, 2,455 and then 235 grams of protein. Frustrating to see 3 days in a row of the same food when you knew that after the first day it was low. So, grr. Get that up. Then 2,662 calories, 267 grams of protein. So his calories were up. He got up above that 2,600 minimum, but he added 47 extra grams of protein. So like just 40 grams of protein is 160 calories. So if we take away the extra 160 calories that he got from protein that we didn't really want, we wanted it from carbs and fats, he's actually back down to being under the 2,600 calorie mark. Next day, 2,563 calories, 223 grams of protein. Not bad there, only 3 grams over on protein. That's not significant. 2,563 calories, and then 223 grams of protein again. So great. So he got 2 days, he got 0 days within targets, but 2 of the 7, he was only 3 grams over on protein. Otherwise, he would have been good. So we'll count those as good days. So he had 2 out of 7 days that were good. His average calories are 2,499. We wanted a minimum of 2,600, meaning our weekly average should actually be around 2,800. Because his range is 2,600 to 3,000. I would hope that his weekly average is going to be somewhere around the 2,800, maybe a smidge more, because he has more training days than non-training days, so he'll be eating more on the higher end, hopefully. So he's definitely under on that, about 300 calories under on his weekly, at his daily average. His average protein is 237. That's 17 grams above where we need that to be. So he's under on calories, but over on protein. Likely, and knowing his background, I already know why he did it, but it's the mindset that if I'm a little low on calories, but I'm really high on protein, I'll build a lot of muscle, but I'll stay lean. That's the mindset. Shove as much protein as you can in, but keep the overall calories really low. That's what people think. It's going to help them grow more muscle, but stay lean. The downside is he's actually limiting his growth. His protein percentage is 38% of his total calories. And typically a good kind of growth rate would be somewhere around like 33%. And you could argue even a little bit lower than that, say 25 to 33%, depending on how active the person is. So a percentage of 38 indicates that it's high. Now that's actually over 1.2 grams per pound of body weight, which wouldn't necessarily be bad, but he's not eating enough carbs and fats. And that's important because he's not eating enough carbs and fat to fuel growth. His carbs and fats are being chewed up in daily energy needs, and demands, and he doesn't really have enough carbs and fats, like energy, to actually fuel the muscle growth process. Our body builds muscles out of protein, but it has to have the energy to do so. Now, this is actually evidenced by what we see in his body weight and in his photos. So his body weight over the last 8 weeks, I'm going to again read you numbers, but you don't have to memorize each of the individual numbers. So we measure our weights on Mondays and Thursdays. The typical reason is Monday is a good indicator of what you did over the weekend. And then by Thursday, he had a pretty consistent week. Usually people are consistent during the week. So Thursday, we can see kind of after a couple really good days, what should our weight be? And then if by the next Monday, it's sky high, we know we had a crappy weekend. So ideally, we'd like to see Monday to Thursday be relatively consistent. A normal daily fluctuation of body weight is easily 1%. So if he weighs 190 pounds, he could fluctuate plus or minus 1.9 pounds. And that really isn't an indicator of anything happening. It's just normal daily fluctuation based on hydration levels. Did he have a bowel movement or not that day? Did he eat extra sodium the day before or not? So there's a lot of fluctuation in a normal 1% window of fluctuation. Totally normal, totally okay. So his body weights recently have been 192.5, 193, 192.2, 192.9, 191.4, 193.1, 192.4, 192 flat, 192.9, 192.7, 191.9, 192.1, 192.2, 192.3, 191.3, and 193.1. Now, what are you going to remember out of that? Is that in 8 weeks, his body weight really hasn't changed much, not to any significant degree. It's all within a normal like 1% fluctuation. But in his photos from 8 weeks ago to this recent weigh-in and photo check-in, he's significantly leaner and more vascular. So what's happening is he's staying the same weight, but he appears leaner. This means he's likely building some muscle, but he's losing some fat. But his goal right now is to build muscle as fast and as much as possible. He's in his growing season, meaning we're not trying to get cut right now. We're not trying to get shredded. He's in his growing season. He should be focused on putting on as much muscle as possible with minimal body fat gains. But by overly restricting his carbs and fats, he's only achieving some muscle growth while actually losing body fat. Now, this would be good if we're in a transition from like a gaining phase to a cutting phase. But if he's in a gaining phase, he should be gaining. Like that's what the name of the game is. If I want to build more muscle, I have to weigh more because adding muscle tissue to my body adds weight. So if we don't see the weight going up, something is off. So when he asked, can I do more? My answer was, eat more first. Doing more activity, creating more muscle damage, burning even more calories, isn't going to help him grow more. We're already maxed out on what the current food is getting us growth-wise. We're seeing, essentially what's happening is he's seeing as much, if not more, fat loss than muscle growth. So increasing caloric demand and caloric deficit isn't going to help. He needs more carbs and fats as energy to spare some of the energy. That way he can actually have enough energy to go towards growth. He's burning off all of his energy during the day by just being active. He doesn't have enough to actually build muscle tissue with. So our goal in the next 8 weeks is to increase our carbs and fats, get his calories up, and watch the weight scale. We want to see the scale going up, double check the photos in 8 weeks, ensure we're still at good conditioning level, and just continue to adjust from there. So what they want is to maximize progress. But in order to do so, he doesn't need to do more. He actually needed to recover more via food. He needed to eat more. And the same is true for clients who want to lose body fat. So I have another client who's struggling to lose weight. She asked if she can add an extra day of training and activity. And she said that she believes she needs to reduce her carbs because that has helped her weight go down in the past. But when we look over her data, I pointed out to her, and I tried to do it in the nicest way I possibly could. is in the last 28 days, she has only hit her targets 12 out of 28 days. Meaning 16 of our last 28 days, she has been under in calories or under on protein or both. So over half of the time, she's not hitting our targets. So she's not losing body fat because she's not creating an environment in which the body believes that that is okay. What's actually happening is she is severely under eating, and it's causing her body to protect against fat loss. She's burning energy at a rate that exceeds her intake, which is great because that's a calorie deficit. The downside is she's creating too large of a calorie deficit. Her body is having to burn body fat to make up for large gaps of being underfed. And then when she does eat, the body has momentary surplus. So it will store as much of that as it possibly can, as quick as it can, to try to replace some of the fat that was burned off. And in the process, during the deficits, during the gaps where it's not getting fed, the body is reducing its caloric usage through reducing calorie usage in non-essential processes, such as growing hair, skin, nails, blah, blah, blah. There are things that the body can reduce caloric allocation to without killing us. It's not going to give your brain less calories. It's not going to give your heart less calories. It's going to keep our organs up and running. But if you grow your hair, you know, not quite as thick and robust, it's a little bit thinner, you're not going to die. If your nails don't grow quite as fast, it's not going to die. So the body says, what are non-essential processes that I can reduce the caloric allocation to so I'm using less and less calories? So as she's eating less and less, the body is using less and less, and it's saving more and more. Hence, no progress. So if someone's under-eating in hopes to drive greater progress of fat loss, they may wonder why it's not working, and therefore they believe they have to do more. Oh, I'm not losing weight. I have to exercise more. I have to do more cardio. I have to do more, you know, group dance classes and, you know, exercise classes, or I have to do extra workouts. I have to do more. But in actuality, they need to recover more. They need to eat more. They need to eat in the damn targets. They need to eat what they're supposed to eat. You can't starve your way to a lean, athletic body. It doesn't work. Now, the same is true for people who aren't making progress because they're only sleeping 5 hours a night. They're not even drinking half their body weight in ounces of fluid a day. They're chronically dehydrated. They're skipping workouts, or they're just kind of going through the motions. Their program says to do a set of 10, so they stop at 10, even though they probably could have done 14, 15, 16, or 20. Maybe they haven't increased the challenge of their workouts over time. They're still doing the same damn workouts they were doing months ago. There are many reasons why people plateau and don't make faster progress or any progress at all. People often think if they're not getting what they want, that they have to do more. But usually, and this is for the clients I work with where they're willing to pay someone money to tell them what to do, they're usually doers. They usually are already training enough. So therefore, they have to recover more. They have to look at the other areas that are contributing towards progress, that support progress, and make sure that they're accounted for. Calories, protein, sugar intake, food timing, sleep, stress, workout frequency, workout intensity. There are many factors that play a role in the rate of progress that we make. If we want faster progress, we want to look for the weakest link in our support system and address that first before we start adding more. Likely, we're not supporting what we're already doing optimally. So doing more is just going to throw everything even more out of whack. So, I hope that if you are seeing progress, I hope you're seeing progress, first of all, but if you want more progress, or if you aren't seeing progress, don't automatically think you have to do more. Double check your food, double check your sleep, your hydration. Make sure that your training program is asking the most of you within the time that you're giving it. Maybe you're going into the gym for 40 minutes, but you're kind of hee-hawing around and talking a lot. You know, are you really kicking your butt? Are you really creating muscle damage? Maybe you're kicking your butt, but it's through a bunch of cardio-y stuff, nothing really significantly heavy. You're not creating any muscle damage, so therefore you're not getting any adaptation in muscle shape, muscle change, and metabolic growth and development. So you're in the gym, you're active, and you're kicking your butt, but you're just doing light, fluffy stuff. Now, you're going to be mad at me because you're like, it's not fluffy. You know, screw you. I understand. But it has to create some muscle damage. That is a driver for all kinds of progress, strength, mobility, muscle shape, fat loss even. The more muscle we have, the leaner we can be. So I'd encourage everyone, before you do more, maximize your recovery. Make sure you're eating correctly, sleeping as best as you can, hydrating as best as you can, managing stress as best as you can. Look for that weak link in your support system. And then address that. Once it's addressed, go ahead and, you know, crank up and do more if you want. Just have to make sure it's supported. So hopefully this was helpful, kind of gave you something to think through. If you have any questions, just shoot me a message on our website, www.brittleirongym.com. On the bottom of the homepage is a contact form. You can send me any message. I email everybody back within 2 weeks. So please feel free to always reach out. You can also make podcast suggestions if you'd like as well. Awesome. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which you can do on the website. And if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.